And Allah SWT talks about this book and he says, for example, after he starts it off, he says, these are the ayah and the ayat of the wise book. That means this book is not a basic book, but it's a book filled with wisdom. And it is a guidance and mercy for those who do good. It's a guidance and a mercy for those that do good. That means if we don't have good things in mind, then this Quran, you'll talk about it, you'll discuss it, you'll share it with others, but it will not create a lifestyle change in yourself and other people. So number one thing is, it's a book that is a book of wisdom. When I say wisdom, with a big W, capital W, and it is a guidance and mercy for those people who do good things. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And it is for those individuals that while they also believe and do good, one of their characteristics and proof of their good is their salah, the giving of the zakah, and also being convinced undoubtedly regarding the hereafter. So they have no question mark as to whether the hereafter is real or not. And of course, Allah SWT says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ مُفْلِحُونَ. When they hold on to these people, to these things that we have spoken about, then of course they are upon guidance. They are upon guidance, and these are the ones that are truly muflihun. Muflihun means those that are successful. So we have our definition of success, whatever our definition is. Allah says, my definition is very, very simple. Follow the Quran, be kind and compassionate, follow guidance and mercy, observe your prayers, give your zakah, believe in the hereafter, and live your life like the individual who believes in the hereafter. And Allah says, in my book, you are successful. You may not have $1 million, you may not have a private jet, you may not be able to have all the bling things of this world, but Allah says, in my eyes, you are successful. And once you are successful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will see, inshallah, the world will become secondary in nature, and when the world becomes secondary in nature, Allah will open, inshallah, the doors of the world as well. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a certain type of people that He doesn't want us to become like. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَ هُزُوًا. And then there are from the people, there are those who purchase. You see, why does Allah use the word purchase? Why does Allah use the word buy? I mean, how can you buy futility? How can you buy nonsense? How can you buy that which is useless? Well, you're buying it with your time. When you sit and talk to people, for example, hours on end, about things that have no value as far as this world and the hereafter is concerned, then you are trading your immediate time for a person that is wasting your time. That's what you are doing. So Allah is saying, there are people, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ. They purchase futile talks, useless talks, things that are abusive in language, wastage in time, etc. And not only they do that, the primary aim also is to, as the Quran says, لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to deviate people. That's why I go to many, many events, mashallah, I get an opportunity, and people will be talking politics about this country, and this guy is like this, and that guy is like that. And you ask them in the end of the 1 hour discussion, what did you accomplish? What did you go through? You spoke bad about that country, you spoke bad about the president, you spoke bad about everything about that those given people. What change are you making? And this is what they'll tell you. They'll give you an even more silly answer. They'll say, when we talk about it, we are making a dua that Allah makes it easy for them. Give me a break. You are talking nonsense. You are telling things that you can't even control. You don't contribute anything to that political party. You don't give advice to the political party. And you're just talking about, they are like this and they are like that and they are doing this and they are doing that. You're not sending money for the people that are going through hardship, nothing. All you are doing is, لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You're just talking about the world as if you care, but in reality, just as they don't care, you also, by proof, do not care. And many things you say is بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Allah says, and you are making many, many statements regarding religion, regarding people, you have no facts regarding it. That means you have no knowledge. And وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَى. And as far as Allah SWT is concerned, and the Quran, the Hadith, and many, many things, you are taking it as a joke. That means you read it when you want, When you don't want to read it, you don't read it. You translate it when you want. You translate only those ayah that benefit you. Like for example, whenever fathers come with problems and mothers come with problems with the children, the first ayah they'll say is, Imam, can you tell my child, the Quran says you must be respectful to parents. That's the first ayah that comes. Tell my child that what Allah says about manners and Allah says about good things. And you look at the father and say, Allah says many other things too. Like you must perform salah with jama'ah through hadith. We like, oh father, do you do that? No. Allah says in the Quran and also in the hadith, there is a certain approach you must have towards life and relationships. Do you follow that? No. How do you take part in finance transaction? Do you follow this? No. Everything is no. But when the child does something wrong, Imam, explain to my child what Allah says in the Quran about manners. That is, وَيَتَّخِذَا هُزُوَى. You are picking and choosing. You take paths that benefit you, and the paths that don't benefit you, then you sort of go away from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For these people, in reality, there's going to be a very, very severe punishment, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from that. Another ayah that was mentioned, for example, where Luqman alayhi salam gives advice to his child, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّا إِنْتَكُمْ إِذْخَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْضَنِ فَلَكُنْ فِي شَخْرٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. That, oh my child, understand one thing. I'll just put it very simply. You cannot hide from Allah. You cannot hide anything from Allah. And as our brothers say, very, very good, the brothers in Khuruj, this is what they will tell you. If a seed is hidden in a mountain, and in that mountain, in the depths of that mountain, there is a seed, and that seed cannot be found, or the ant is walking on that in that given area, and it's on a dark night where you can't even see your hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of that given seed. And this is something very important. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying right over here, that as far as every action is concerned, whether it's the tiny of tiny, the smallest of smallest, or it's the smallest of thing, whatever it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. And each one of us has to know that Allah is aware of everything that we are doing, whether it's private or whether it's public. And even if it's public, if we are doing some double take on it, Allah is aware of that. And in private, if there is a double take in our private life, Allah is aware of it. This is part of our iman. So once we realize this, especially our young ones, that Allah is watching. My father and mother may be watching or not watching, but Allah is watching what I do on my phone. Allah is watching what I do on the computer. Allah is watching when I close the door, what secret conversations I'm having with my brother and sister. Allah is watching everything. And once we realize this, that inshallah, it'll make us do much more good things. And Luqman alayhi salam thereafter is giving his son some beautiful advice. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha 'anil munkar wasbir 'ala ma asabak. Oh my child, establish salah, do good things, stay away from bad things. And in the process, there will be coming a challenge upon you, and you will be challenged in different ways. Wasbir 'ala ma asabak. And you must be firm in as far as having sabr on whatever comes your way. Inna dhalika min azm al-umur. This is a very, very serious matter, and you must take this matter also very, very seriously. And now he says, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحًا. And do not turn your face away from people, O my child. And this is a very, very bad habit. You know, once I spoke about salam in one of the Friday talks, and I had this one guy came to me and he says, this is the best talk you ever had. I said, what was so great about it? I mean, this, everybody knows about salam. Everybody. Who doesn't know about salam? وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ إِذَا حَيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنَا رُدُّوَا. Somebody says salam, you say, وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. And you try to return even better to them. Simply put, he says, you don't know, I come to the masjid, just because I don't have a lot, nobody makes salam. He says, I actually walk by some people, and I will purposely walk near a wealthy person just a foot away, and I see people making salam to him and not to me. That's what he says. And I said, mashallah. So people are looking, and they're observing what we are doing as people. And therefore, we learn here where he says, وَلَا تُصَعْرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ. Oh my beloved son, and also the advice is for us, do not turn your face away from the people and do not walk arrogantly on earth. It's a very beautiful advice, and you'll notice that this is unfortunately our habit through whatever, whether we program, whether we are trained this way, this is some habit we have to very much break and teach our children this habit that they have to make salam to everyone. They must try to greet everyone. I don't mean go and hug everyone, but at least, or kiss everyone, or sort of, you know, the three kisses and all that. No. I mean, I'm not saying go that far. That's if you do it, Brother Ghassan may be having more experience in that than myself, mashallah. But regardless, that's fine. That's fine. If he teaches us how to do it, we do it. But the point here I'm trying to make is, it's not about that. at least we must not turn our faces from individual. Even if it's a far salam, assalamu alaikum, whatever it is, one hand, two hand, one finger, two finger, whatever, as long as it's the right finger, that's no problem at all. You try and do it. And he says, yeah, once you do that, and do not walk arrogantly on earth, and if you do that, then you'll be hurting yourself, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like that. وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. And oh my child, and also to all of us, of course, this is a beautiful advice, be moderate in our walk and lower our voice. Do not sort of talk in a way where you're just shutting people down, where they have no opinion and they cannot even share whatever needs to be shared thereafter. And as far as your voice is concerned, have a good control over it, meaning that do not use it in a way that is abusive, whether it's through tone, etc. Inna ankara al-aswati la sawt al-hamir. And thereafter he says the following, indeed, the most hateful sound to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the braying of a donkey. The most disliked sound in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the braying of a donkey. Therefore, my son, do not take part in misusing the voice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And we'll just conclude, inshallah, we have 1-2 minutes more. Thereafter, of course, there were many, many surahs that came thereafter, Surah Ahzab, etc. And one thing we learn in this surah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving his family advice. His family, of course, you know, people are living a good life, and they're saying, basically, we also like a little bit of dunya, give it to us. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very upset at this. And basically, what he said was the following: if you want this world, you can get this world. In other words, you can get this world, but I'm not going to be part of that. And of course, thereafter, we learn from the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen that when they said basically they want the dunya, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got very, very upset at that, they realized that this world, of course, is nothing if this is the man we have in our life. Now, many people take this surah the wrong way. For example, the surah talks about how you must live your life, how you must dress, how you must do this, how you must do that. And what people will say is, but Sheikh, this surah is for the family of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, it says, Ya Nisa al-Nabi. So it doesn't apply to us. So what does it mean? We can walk around naked and they must wear clothing? I mean, I don't understand where our people are coming from when they make these statements. If you don't want to wear good clothes, you don't want to live a moral life, a modest life, don't live it. But don't turn around and say that these ayah are only specifically for them. That means, why do we talk about the wives of the Prophet ﷺ? Why do we talk about the daughters of the Prophet ﷺ? Because we can emulate them. In fact, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala said something very, very beautiful. I would not like myself to be seen where a stranger can recognize me, not only whilst I am alive, but after I am dead as well. That is why, when was Fatima radiallahu ta'ala buried? Sheikh, when was she buried? At night, right? Why was she buried at night? Because she says, I don't even want someone to look at the shape of my body even when I am dead. Now, what are we going to say? This applies to her only? Yes, to a certain extent we can make some ruling like that, but no, that's not the right meaning. The true meaning of that is, live a life of dignity and do not expose yourself, and learn from this example. And that's what we are learning in this surah. So those people that say, well, all these ayah are for the wives of the Prophet ﷺ and his family, you've really, and we have really, really got it wrong. They are our models. You got a choice. You got a choice. You can make them your model, or you can make some of the celebrities in today's time your model. Or number two, you can make the wives and the daughters of Rasul ﷺ your model. And even if you don't follow them, at least if you say, but that's the way I should be, Allah will give you reward. But to say it only applies to them and not us, then we are living, I think, in a fantasy. Because as the ayah the Shaykh read, لَقَدْ كَادَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll find the greatest of example. That means what he said was a great example. What he did was a great example. How he trained his family is a great example. That's what Allah is saying. So you cannot say he is a great example and not a great example at the same time. That is a contradiction. And for who is he a great example? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. He's a great example, not for everyone. For that believer that understands that they are going to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they also are cognizant of the last day, the day of Qiyamah. This is the thing. So those people that say it's only for them, it's only this and only that, they are missing this given ayah, and they take only the first part. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ. See, he's the best of example, but they're forgetting the second part, a good example for the one that realizes that they're going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the one that believes in the Qiyamah, and also it's for the one وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, for the one that remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in learning this beautiful ayah. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue with these given ayah of the 22nd Juz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our families like the way Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has outlined through ahadith and sunnah, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of in this surah and all aspects of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times.